Belinda Audio and Zaffa Publishing present this unabridged recording of The World of Supersaurs, Raptors of Paradise, written by J.J. Burridge and read by Eloise Oxer. The dedication reads, "For mouse, bear and fox and all the other creatures in my life." Chapter 1. Arrival by boat. After doing a lot of nothing. Kotubaru Wokan, the islands of Aru. Maluku Province of Eastern Indonesia, 1932. Beatrice Kingsley woke with a start in a tangle of rope and old canvas. The Orca's engines had changed pitch, which meant the small but heavily laden steamer boat was slowing, which meant land. She sat up smartly, rubbing her face and blinking sleep out of her eyes as she peered out at the moonless night. Blackness engulfed everything except the stars above and the lights on board the Orca. But the unmistakable, hot, wet smell of forest coming from the approaching island filled her nostrils. It was intoxicating.
"Bee, you awake?"
came a rumbling call from the wheelhouse.
"Yes, Captain."
She leapt up the steps in bare feet to where Captain Wood stood, illuminated by the dim light of his map table.
"Ah, thought you might be. Make yourself useful, will you?"
He pointed at a long coil of heavy rope.
"I'll bring us in, but I need you to hop down to the dock. Don't fall in, and make fast the other end of that line to something solid."
The Orca slowly drew closer to the rickety old jetty. A lantern hung lazily off the boat's rail, but the night's blackness was gradually giving way to the grey light that washes everything down before the dawn. Bee went as far forward as she could, one foot resting on the rail, ready to take a leap.
"I can't see much from here, Bee. You guide me in."
"Steady as she goes, Captain. We're nearly there,"
Bee called back.
"I'll go in 3, 2.
She dropped noiselessly to the wooden planks, rope in hand, and looped it round a post, taking the strain as the boat gently came alongside. They had finally arrived.
"Great job, Bee. Make a bowline there and I'll toss down the aft line when you're ready."
2 minutes later, the Orca safely docked. Bee dusted her hands off on her gingham skirt and turned to look down the jetty. It was a relief to be on dry land. 2 days and nights in close quarters aboard the Orca from Papua had been just about bearable, but now Bee was eager to explore. She wanted to make the most of her time off the boat. They were only at the halfway point of their trip. They would have to do it all over again to get home to England.
"Not bad for a landlubber. You're a damn sight better than my lazy lot."
Captain Woods held out his hand to help her back on board.